They've got a new expression along old Harlem Way that tells you when a party is 10 times more than gay. To say a place is jumping, well, it really leaves no doubt that everything is in full swing when you hear somebody shout. Here's what they shout. Joint is jumping, it's really jumping. Come in, cats, and check your hats. This joint is really jumping. The piano's thumping, dancers are bumping. This here spot is more than hot. In fact, the joint is jumping. Check your weapons at the door. Be sure and pay a quarter. Burn some leather on the floor. Grab anybody's daughter. The roof is rocking. Neighbors are knocking. We're all bums when the wagon comes. I mean, this joint is jumping.
Funk time. We just heard Fred Sokolo, the joint is jumping, and we are joined here by Fred Sokolo. Hey Fred.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm doing great. I'm so glad you could join us today. I've had the privilege of knowing Fred for a number of years, and I wanted him to bring his vast musical knowledge to It's Country Funk Time. You ready, Fred?
All right, yeah, let's do it.
I wanted to dig into a lot of the tunes we used to play at lessons, kind of those on the cusp of blues, jazz, pop, because those were on the outskirts of my ability, if you remember correctly.
Yeah, then those are all great kinds of music, too.
All right, we got to do a little bit of business. We do It's Country Funk Time on 107.1 and 91.1, and we are live and streaming at xray.fm. So, Fred, I remember Elvis being one of your favorites. You want to tell us a little bit of your love of Elvis and send us off into our second song?
Yeah, you know, I started learning guitar when I was only about 4 and a half, but I got discouraged when we got to barred chords because my little hands couldn't do it.
That's tough for a four-year-old, yeah.
So the guitar went into its case and under the bed, but then about 5 or 6 years later, it was 1956, and guess what happened? Elvis happened. And I think Elvis. Guitars came out of their cases probably all over the country, you know. I had to start learning, and with a few chords I knew, I could play some of those songs.
Well, since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lonely Street, that heartbreak hotel where I'll be just a lonely baby. Well, I'm so lonely, I'll be just so lonely, I could die. Although it's always crowded, you still can find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry there in the gloom. So I'll be just so lonely, baby. I'll be just so lonely. I'll be so lonely and they could die. Now the bellhop's tears keep flowing, the desk clerk's dressed in black, had been so long on a lonely street, they'll never, they'll never look back and think you're so lonely, think you're so lonely, baby. Well, they're so lonely, well, they're so lonely, and they could die. Well, if your baby leaves you, you got a tale to tell. Well, just take a walk down the lonely street to Heartbreak Hotel, where you will be, but you'll be just so lonely, baby. Well, you'll be lonely, you'll be so lonely, you could die. So lonely they could die.
Missed the Saturday dance, heard they crowded the floor, couldn't bear it without you, don't get around much anymore. Thought I'd visit the club, got as far as the door, they'd have asked me about you, don't get around much anymore. Darling, I guess my mind's more at ease, but nevertheless, why stir up memories? Been invited on dates, might have gone, but what for? Awfully different without you, don't get around much anymore. Get around much anymore. Awfully different without you. Don't get around much anymore.
My dear sweetheart, I'm writing you just a few lines to tell you that I'm blue. Oh, baby, my baby. Funny, but I still love you. You went away, didn't say goodbye, but I still love you. Lord, I wonder why. Oh, baby, my baby. Funny, but I still love you. I don't know who's right, who was wrong. All I know is I'm so tired of being alone. But if you care like I care, catch the next dreamline, bring yourself back here. Oh, baby, my baby. Funny, but I still love you. How you used to make me scream, oh baby, my baby. It's funny, but I still love you.
Okay, we are back on It's Country Funk Time with Fred Sokolo. We just heard Ray Charles' Amazing, Funny, But I Still Love You, which, Fred, I still cannot play correctly.
Well, gotta listen to Ray Charles.
For sure. You opened my ears up to so much great stuff. So what's been happening in Fred Sokolo's world these last couple of years?
Well, I'm still pumping out instructional stuff, and a lot of it is Zooms that I do. I do these 90-minute Zooms on different subjects for group lessons online, and then, you know, when I'm done with them, with the 90 minutes, then I've got a video that I can sell, and it's cool because they're all different subjects. And also, once a month, I do a jam in my backyard. And again, those are on different subject. Like, you know, when it was close to Mother's Day, I did about 2 hours of songs about mothers.
All right. So where can people find all this stuff? Just fredsokolo.com or where?
Yeah. You can find it on my website, fredsokolo.com, or else you can get on my... Well, once you get on there, you can get on my mailing list.
You remember trying to teach G-Baby and I Good for You?
Yeah. I do. And you know, I play it a little differently each time anyway, so it's probably kind of confusing.
But here's Nat King Cole with G-Baby, Ain't I Good to You.
Makes me treat you the way that I do. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? There's nothing in this world too good for a girl so good and true. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? Bought you a fur coat for Christmas, a diamond ring, a big Cadillac car, and everything. What makes me treat you the way that I do? Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? fur coat for Christmas, a diamond ring, a big Cadillac car, and everything. What makes me treat you the way that I do? Gee. Baby, ain't I good to you?
Think you know me well, but you don't know me. No, you don't know the one who dreams of you at night and longs to kiss your lips and longs to hold you tight. To you I'm just a friend. That's all I've ever been. No, you don't know me. For I never knew the art of making love, though my heart ached with love for you. Afraid and shy, I let my chance go by, the chance you might have loved me too. You gave your hand to me, and then you say goodbye. I watch you walk away beside the lucky guy to never, never know. The one who loves you so. No, you don't know me. You give your hand to me, and then you say goodbye. I watch you walk away beside the lucky guy to never, never know. The one who loves you so. No, you don't know me.
A country dance was being held in a garden. I felt a bump, oops. Then an old beg your pardon. Suddenly I saw polka dots and moonbeams all around a pug-nosed dream. The music started. Was I the perplexed one? I held my breath and said, may I have the next one in my frightened arms. Polka dots and moonbeams all around a pug-nosed dream. There were questions in the eyes of all the dancers as we floated over the floor. questions, and my heart knew all the answers, and perhaps a few things more. In a cottage made of lilac and laughter, I know the meaning of the words ever after, and I'll always see polka dots and moonbeams when I kiss that pug nose ring.
Big city.
Okay, we're back on It's Country Funk Time with the great Fred Sokolo. We just heard Miss the Mississippi and You. And Fred, tell us about your unique collection of the intros to songs and what those are.
Okay, well, almost all the songs that were written in the 20s and 30s and 40s had an introductory verse, they called it. And it's entirely different musically from and lyrically from the part of the song that they call the chorus, which is the part we all know.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, and so like the one you just played, Miss the Mississippi and You, has an introductory verse too. And it kind of sets up the tune and it makes it more interesting. I kind of collect them because most people haven't heard them, and it's kind of fun if you do this introductory verse that's nobody heard and it turns out to be the introduction to Georgia on My Mind or Somewhere Over the Rainbow or a song like that that everybody knows. So it adds some dimension to the song.
All right, well, let's hear one. How about Eddie Cantor's Making Whoopee?
That'll do it.
All right, yeah. Here it is. Eddie Cantor, Making Whoopee.
Another bride, another June, another sunny honeymoon, another season, another reason for making whoopee. A lot of shoes, a lot of rice, the groom is nervous, he answers twice, it's really killing that he's so willing make whoopee. Picture a little love nest down where the roses cling. Picture the same sweet love nest. Think what a year can bring. He's washing dishes and baby clothes. He's so ambitious, he even sews. But don't forget, folks, that's what you get, folks, for making whoopee. Another year, or maybe less, what did I hear? Well, can't you guess? She feels neglected, and he's suspected of making whoopee. She sits alone most every night. He doesn't phone or even write. He says he's busy, but she says, is he? He's making whoopee. He doesn't make much money, $5,000 per. Some judge who thinks he's funny says you pay six to her. He says, now judge, suppose I fail. The judge says, budge, right into jail. You'd better keep her. You'll find it's cheaper than making whoopee.
Kid today, say let me read a line or two. I lost my teddy bear, I can't remember where. Daddy, is he there with you? And the letter he goes on to say, I'm so excited, Daddy dear. I found a little pup, I washed and brushed him up. Tell me, can I keep him here? Daddy, here's my puppy's picture. Don't you think he looks like me? We could be so happy only without you. It's lonely. That's the letter from my kid today. And gee, it makes me kind of blue. I know exactly how the kid is feeling now, 'cause I get mighty lonely too. Daddy, here's my puppy's picture. Don't you think he looks like me? We could be so happy only without you. It's lonely. That's the letter from my kid today. And gee, it makes me kind of blue. I know exactly how the kid is feeling now, 'cause I get mighty lonely too.
I often think of the life I live, and it's a wonder I ain't dead. Drinking and gambling, staying out all night, living in a fool's paradise. My mother told me, father told me too, someday my child, fate will catch up with you. Drinking and gambling, staying out all night, living in a fool's paradise. Though I've learned my lesson, like all fools I've met, I've learned the things in this world. I remember to my dying day, my father told me, mother said it right, said, my child, you're running your life. Drinking and gambling, staying out all night, living in a fool's paradise. Drinking and gambling, staying out all night, living in a fool's paradise, living in a fool's paradise.
Another guy. lost highway. Oh, turn it on, Mr. Turner. Oh, make your mama proud of you, boy. Cards and a jug of gin and a woman's lies built this road of sin. All the day we met I went astray, started rolling down that lost highway. Oh, it just flattens me out really. Good nor bad, just a guy like you. Now I'm lost, too late to pray. Lord, I've paid the cost on the lost highway. Now, boys, don't start your rambling round on this road of sin. Are you sorrow bound? Or you'll curse the day you paid the price on the lost highway.
We are back. We just heard Leon Payne do the amazing Lost Highway song we've all heard Hank Williams do so many times. And we are here with Fred Sokolow. And Fred is a master instructor. One of Fred's claims to fame is he knows thousands of songs. And he doesn't know just the first verse and the chorus. He can go eight verses deep. And Fred, how many instructional books do you think you've done?
You know, over the years, if you count the books and the videos, it's almost 200 books.
Wow.
And there's three kinds of books, okay, that I've done. There's instruction books that teach you how to play bottleneck guitar or how to play jazz chord solos. And then there's the transcription books where I write down what some famous player played, you know, what Chuck Berry played or what Wes Montgomery played.
Well, I got to stop you for a second. I realized after knowing you for at least a decade that I had bought in high school in the 80s the transcription book of Chuck Berry solos. And I opened it up, and there was your picture in the fedora. And it's like, so you've been in my life since I was a teenager.
That's very cool.
And I'm an old man now, so.
Well, now just to complete my thought, but I got a story about that book. But
okay.
There's a third type of book, which is arrangements, like finger-picking ukulele arrangements of Beatles tunes or stuff.
And that's a great album. People should check out Fred's album on Spotify. What's it called?
Oh, well, there's one called there's finger-picking Beatles songs, something like Beatles for ukulele finger-picking style. I don't know what the hell it's called.
Okay.
I wrote it a long time ago. But here's the deal about that Chuck Berry book, okay? When Hal Leonard got the rights to the Chuck Berry material, Ronnie Schiff, my sort of literary agent and editor, she said we should tell him that that's right up your alley. You should do a transcription book. So we told him about it, and they said, Chuck Berry, he hasn't had it hit in over 15 years. Who cares about a Chuck Berry book? And we did. And I said, you know, any guitar player that wants to play rock and roll has to know those licks, you know? And so they took a gamble and took my word for it. And the book sold very well. And as a result of that opened the door for doing other books transcription books of artists who are very important but not currently popular, because at the time all the transcription books were currently popular artists. So me and Ronnie can sort of take credit for now the fact that now you can buy a transcription book of anybody, Django Reinhardt, going back to the 30s, you know.
Oh, that's amazing. I mean, long before YouTube, those transcription books were like the only help you can get, especially if you didn't have a good teacher or someone to show you.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So thanks, Fred.
Well, there was a real need for it.
All right, let's hear Chuck Berry play No Particular Place to Go. All right? Come on, Chuck, do it.
Riding along in my automobile, my baby beside me at the wheel. I stole a kiss at the turn of a mile, my curiosity running wild. Cruising and playing the radio with no particular place to go. Riding along in my automobile, I was anxious to tell her the way I feel. So I told her softly and sincere, and she leaned and whispered in my ear. Cuddling more and driving slow, with no particular place to go. Place to go. So we parked way out on the Kokomo. The night was young and the moon was gold, so we both decided to take a stroll. Can you imagine the way I felt? I couldn't unfasten a safety belt. Riding along in my calaboose, still trying to get her belt to loose. All the way home I held a grudge for the safety belt that wouldn't budge. Cruising and playing the radio with no particular place to go.
I miss I think of the past and all the pleasures we had as I watch the mating of the dove. It was in the springtime when you said goodbye. I remember our faded love. I miss you, darling, more and more every day, as heaven would miss the stars above. With every heartbeat I still think of you and remember our faded love, and remember our faded
as I try. I could despair and bemoan my sad fate. But as long as I'm breathing, it's never too late. 'Cause I'd rather be over than under the hill. A wrinkle or two, well, it ain't no big deal. I know I might look like I've been through the mill, but I'd rather be over than under the hill. My hairline recedes while my chin multiplies, and I might need a porter for these bags neath my eyes. But no matter how I look or think that I should, in 5 years I wish that I still look this good. The story of my life is written on my face. I wouldn't change a thing or take a younger man's place. Old age ain't for sissies, it's true, and it's sad. But consider the options and it don't look half bad. 'Cause I'd rather be over than under the hill. A wrinkle or two, well, it ain't no big deal. I know I may look like I've been through the mill, but I'd rather be over than under the hill. Everybody sing. Rather be over than under the hill. A wrinkle or two. A wrinkle or two. Well, it ain't no big deal. I know I may look like. I know I may look like I've been through the mill, but I'd rather be over than under the hill. Ain't it the truth?
All right, that was Fred Sokolow playing Over the Hill. Fred, that is a funny song. You ever try and get Willie Nelson to play?
Oh, I'd love to have Willie Nelson do that. But you know what? I never hear from him. Not a phone call, not a text, not a postcard, nothing.
He's a busy guy.
I guess so. So, but that song is on an album called American Slapstick by my wife's band Tongue and Creek, which is a satirical... It's kind of a band. It's sort of like Weird Al, but for country music and bluegrass music.
You guys are awesome. I saw you guys do a show at McCabe's, and that was a great show.
Yeah, that was really fun. We love doing humorous, combining music with humor. That's a really good combination.
I love when that happens. I want to thank you so much for sitting down and telling us about your life and music, and happy Father's Day. I know you're a proud papa.
This is true. Yeah, and my youngest son has an amazing band, so yeah, I'm very proud. Very proud.
You want to say what they are?
Oh yeah, it's a band called La Lum, which stands for Los Angeles League of Musicians, and they only do instrumentals. There's three pieces, sometimes four. My son is the leader of the band. He plays electric guitar. He plays cumbia music, but adds some, American styles of blues and rockabilly and stuff. They're really popular. They're touring all over the world. They have
they're
a couple
amazing.
Of albums.
I've been listening. They're amazing.
It's really cool. Yeah, right. He's a great player.
Well, thanks, Fred. This has been It's Country Funk Time. Thanks for having us, X-Ray FM. We will see you next week for our 100th show.
So long. Thanks for having me on.
You're the best, Fred.
Coming up next, we got Searching for the Sound. Yeah. Always digging deep in the nooks and crannies of the sound space. And just so you know, X-Ray has been in the process of a move. Yeah. Go to xray.fm, learn about it, and if you can, maybe help out and donate a little bit. Moving's not cheap. Boxes, tape, all sorts of expenses. All right, now, see you next week for our 100th show. It's Country Funk Time. Thanks, X-Ray FM.